set us on the way.
Yeah, listen up.
But behind the river Jordan lies a land of endless day. Farther on, still go farther. Count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on. Oh, my brother, are you weary of the roughness of the way? Does your strength begin to fail you and your vigor to decay? Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one.
Yeah.
Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on. At my grave, oh, still be singing, though you weep for one that's gone. Sing it as we once did sing it. It is better farther on.
Amen.
Farther on, still go farther. Count the milestones one by one.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So on up.
I want to try one that my voice is still not back to 100%, and I sung a whole lot this afternoon. You know, whenever you get to... I try not to ever take for granted being able to sing. And whenever you get under the weather and stuff, and just the bronchitis and coughing and stuff, you really miss not being able to sing and stuff. And so this afternoon, my voice still isn't completely back, by no means, but I'd like to try to sing this song tonight. At daybreak he entered the temple to teach. All of the crowd sat down at his feet. Spoke with such wisdom as they'd never heard. In amazement they'd listen as he taught the word. All of a sudden, in burst through the door, a woman was brought and stood near the Lord. The sin she committed was not like the rest. Caught in adultery, the penalty, death. They awaited their sentence, the stones in their hands. Jesus knelt down and wrote in the sand. He lifted his eyes and spoke to each one.
Yeah.
You without sin, cast the first stone.
Thank you, Lord.
Just a few moments, her accusers were gone. With no one around her, she was standing alone. He forgave her the sin as she went on her way. As she ran through the city, with joy she proclaimed, justified, had never sinned. Justified was always cleansed. Justified had never wandered so far from home. Jesus took all my sin away. He gives new mercy every day. And now I live.
Amen, brother.
Now my sins were many, and the price was too great. My accusers had gathered, oh, could this be the day? I cried out to Jesus, and he came in my stead. He told my accusers, I paid all his debt. Just if I had never sinned, just if I was always cleansed, just if I had never wandered so far from home. Jesus took all my sin away, and he gives new mercy every day. Yeah. And now I'm living my life. Now I'm living my life. Yeah. Just if I had never sinned, just if I was always cleansed, just if I had never
unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thank you, may be seated. Our Father, we do come this way again tonight, Lord, and that for the purpose, Lord, of worship service. Lord, we thank you for the worship and song tonight we've already had, the worship and offering, Lord, that we've had, and the worship and testimony, Lord, that's been shared. And now we pray, Lord, that you will bless the Word of God. And Lord, you'll help us tonight to bring this thought off of our heart tonight and preach it into somebody else's heart. Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit of God tonight to anoint this service and search our hearts and try our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
See if there be any wicked way found in us.
Help, Lord.
And Lord, help us to be willing to repent, Lord, of our sins, and Lord, to draw nigh to God that he might draw nigh to us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as you look down out of heaven's glory tonight, Lord, if you see one among us tonight that has not had the blood applied, we pray that tonight might be the night, Lord, that their hearts would get under deep conviction.
Yes.
And Lord, that they might come crying, Lord, to the altar, what must I do to be saved?
Help, Lord.
And be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Now, Lord, help us tonight here in these next few moments. We want to lift you up and give you all the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Here's one of those many places in the Psalms, and there's a lot of them. But here's one of those many places in the Psalms where the writer expresses his appreciation for the Lord. And that's what he's doing here in these verses. He is expressing his appreciation for the Lord. Webster defines appreciation as to grasp the nature, worth, quality, or significance of something or someone. And that's what the writer is doing here. In this verses that we've read, he is expressing the worth, the quality, the significance of God. And when we look here, he has some things to say here. He says, there's no one to compare him with.
Yes.
No one like him.
Amen.
He says, no one to liken him to.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, oftentimes we do liken God. Maybe on Father's Day we will liken God to a father. We have even likened God to a mother. But that's only one aspect of God. But who would you liken all of God to? There is no one like him. There's
right.
No one like God.
Right.
It said he is to be reverenced.
Amen.
By all them that are about him. That's why I never did like that word reverend.
Yeah.
Folks that call me reverend, and I never did like that word. I like brother, preacher, evangelist, whatever else you want to use, but I never did like that word reverend. Because that ought to be reserved for God.
Amen.
Because he alone is to be reverend by all that are about him.
Right.
And then he said, who is strong like thee? I don't know nobody strong as the Lord, do you?
Amen, brother.
I don't know anybody. I see these weightlifting guys and these people that work on it and trying to build their body. But there's nobody strong as the Lord. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Amen.
God was the only one that was able to carry that cross that had everybody's sin upon him. Amen.
Amen.
God is a strong God. And so there's so much in the Bible, so many things that I do appreciate the Lord for.
Amen.
And time would not permit me to go into all the aspects of God and all the character of God and all the things of God that I appreciate about the Lord.
Amen.
But I want to tonight just give you three things tonight. And I want to preach tonight on three things I appreciate about the Lord. I do appreciate God tonight.
Sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's worthy to be appreciated. I don't know if any of the rest of us are or not, but I know God is. God is worthy to be appreciated. I know sometimes that we don't appreciate each other. Sometimes a husband don't appreciate his wife, or maybe a wife don't appreciate her husband. Maybe a wife and a husband don't appreciate God's give them some good kids, and they don't appreciate them or good grandkids. Or sometimes we don't appreciate a good church like we ought to appreciate.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes we just don't appreciate the things like that. But I will preach tonight about God, about what I appreciate about God,
Amen.
What I appreciate about the Lord tonight. Three
Amen.
Things. I want to say tonight, first of all, I want you to look in the book of Lamentations, if you would, please. Little old book. We hardly ever preach from it, it seems like, or hear much from it. But I love parts of this book. I love all the book, but there's parts of it I really love. One of them is chapter 3 and verse 21,
Amen.
22, 23. Where the Bible said, this I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. Why do we have any hope tonight? Well, call this to mind and it will give you hope.
Yeah.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed,
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for his mercy tonight.
Yeah.
It's because of the mercy of God that we have not already been consumed.
Right.
It's because His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. And here it is, great is Thy faithfulness. I want to say tonight, I appreciate the faithfulness of the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate the Lord's faithfulness, and God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
I like faithful things. They're hard to find in this whole world. You and I aren't much interested in faithful things. If you go to the car lot tomorrow and you say, "Sir, I want to buy a car. You have a car that you'd sell me?" And he said, "Yes, sir. This car right here, I'll make you a real good deal on it." You say, "Well, it's a pretty good car." I say, "Well, it'll start most of the time. It'll start." You don't want that car. You don't want a car that you get in and you can't count on it every time you get in it. If you want to go somewhere, it won't start. It's unfaithful to start. You don't want a car like that. Amen. I tell you, I have several guns at the house. And I tell you, I won't go to buy a gun. The guy said, "I'll sell you this gun. I'll give you a good deal on it." I say, "What's wrong with it?" He say, "Well, it'll shoot most of the time, but every now and then it'll snap." I don't want a gun like that. Amen.
Amen.
I want a gun that'll fire every time you pull the trigger, because it might snap when I need it the most.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want a gun like that. I want something that's faithful. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I wouldn't want a wife that was unfaithful.
Yeah. Amen.
Would you get married if a woman said, "Well, I love you quite a bit, and I think a lot of you, and I'll tell you, most of the time I'll come home at night. Most of the time I'll be there. I might be a few times I'll go with somebody else or do something else." You wouldn't want a wife like that. And I certainly wouldn't want a God that was unfaithful. I'm glad I don't have one. My God is faithful.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, God has been faithful to me down through the years.
Amen.
I appreciate the faithfulness of God. You know what He is? He's a faithful witness. Revelations 1 and 5 said, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us, and He washed us from our sin in His own blood. But it said He was a faithful witness. You know, the Bible said every man will proclaim his own goodness. Proverbs 20 and 6. In other words, every man will talk about how good he is. Every man will proclaim the good he's done. But it said in that same verse, it said a faithful man who can find one. I found one.
Amen.
I found one, and his name's Jesus.
Amen,
there's not a 100% faithful man in this room tonight.
Amen.
There's not a 100% faithful witness in this room tonight. I've had God to put up on my heart to witness to somebody, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
And I cowered out. I didn't do it. I chickened out. I was unfaithful in witnessing. A lot of times I have witnessed, but sometimes I've been unfaithful to witness for God. But Jesus Christ was never, ever unfaithful. You know, sometimes we may witness, but we're unfaithful to say what God wants us to say. A lot of us are like them preachers that the Bible talked about it's going to be in the last days. And He said that the people would have itching ears. And the preachers would kind of listen out and hear what they wanted to hear and what they wanted to say.
Right.
That's what they'd tell them. That's where we're at today. Isn't it true that a lot of times you and I, when we're talking to people, instead of really telling them what they need to hear, we tell them what they want to hear because we're afraid that we might hurt their feelings or we might lose their friendship or something like that. But Jesus Christ is a faithful witness.
Amen.
I tell you, He always tells everybody what they need to hear. Proverbs 27:6 said, a true witness delivers souls.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, He's delivered a lot of them, ain't He?
Yeah,
because He's a true witness, thank God. 1 Timothy 6:13, the Bible said there, the Bible said that He had a faithful witness in front of Pontius Pilate.
Right.
It didn't matter who He is in front of.
who he was talking to. He told it just like it was.
Yeah,
all the time. Well, nobody in this room can say that, but I appreciate the faithfulness of the Lord tonight. He's faithful in his weakness.
Yeah, amen.
You know, he's faithful in temptation.
Sure enough, brother.
Bible said in 1 Corinthians 10, I like this verse. It said, there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. Have you ever said this? Nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody's had to put up with what I'm putting up with. That ain't what the Bible says.
Amen.
The Bible said, there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful. There it is.
Yeah.
God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may also be able to bear it.
Amen.
God has promised that he'll be faithful not to tempt us beyond that we're able to bear, and not to tempt us without making some kind of a way of escape.
Amen.
Amen. When I go up to Anderson, Indiana, and Muncie, Indiana, I usually go up to Louisville, go up to Seymour, Indiana, and cut across on State Road 9 and go up through the countryside there. And all up through that road, they've got a lot of them old steel metal bridges still there in the road. Many times went up through there, and I've seen there on the abutment of that bridge, they'll have a sign there, and they'll say weight limit 10 ton, or weight limit 5 ton, or weight limit 13 ton. Ever who built that bridge, they know how much it can hold. Amen. Hey, I'm glad God, he built me. He knows how much I can stand.
Yeah,
he knows how much I can hold. You can't see it now, but God's got a sign on me.
Right.
And God says weight limit a certain amount.
Yeah.
God knows how much I can stand. God knows
Amen.
How much I can hold.
Amen.
I'm glad God.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, sometimes you wonder about it, though, don't you?
Yes,
bless
right.
Bless.
Well, I remember that Monday evening, I believe it was, when I went over here on Cleveland Avenue there to Miss Hale's house, and I'd got a call, and they said her son had been murdered, her daughter-in-law had been murdered, her nephew had been murdered, and found them all dead. And they said, you're going to have to go over there and tell her. And oh, boy, I didn't want to do that.
Bless you, Brother Rick.
But I drove over there, and the yard was full of cars, and I went in, and the little Sister Margaret's sitting there off in the kitchen there in the corner there in a little kitchen chair, and she was sitting there weeping. I walked in, and I got down on my knees in front of her and got her hands, and I said, I hate to have to tell you this. She'd not heard it, but I got down there, and I said, I hate to have to tell you this, and I told her, and when I got through telling her, when she could kind of get her composure, gain her composure, and kind of let up on the crying a little bit, she said, well, she said, Brother Rick, she said, God said he would never put more on us than what we're able to bear. And she said, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but somehow or another, I'll get food. And she did, amen. I'm telling you, listen, God knows. A little boy in the grocery store in the aisle, and there's a man down here, and he's getting things out, and he's putting them in that little boy's arms, and he's stacking them up there, and it done got over his head. And a woman come down through there pushing a cart, and she began to giggle and laugh, and she looked over at that little old boy, and she said, you about to get overloaded, ain't you, son? He looked over at her and said, no, ma'am. He said, that's my father. He knows how much I can hold.
Yeah,
oh, glory to God. I'm glad. But I've got a father, thank God, that knows how much I can hold. And he's faithful, thank God. I'm glad for a faithful God.
Like Amen.
I appreciate a faithful God.
Yeah. Like Amen.
You know what else he's faithful to do? Look over in 1 John. The Bible says, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, I've never heard too many people say that. I've heard a lot of people act like that. We deceive ourselves, the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, here it is. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Well, I'm glad God I appreciate the faithfulness of God to forgive sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Not just before we get saved. Thank
Amen.
God for that.
Yeah.
But I mean after we get
yeah.
saved. We can mess up. We
yeah.
can commit sins, and sometimes terrible sins. And a lot of times you get out and you pray. You say, oh, God, forgive me of my sin. And Brother Steve, you don't always feel like God's done it. I'll tell you what, though. There's something that rides higher than my feelings. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
And God said, if you're faithful to confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. And thank God we have a faithful God like that.
Amen.
You know, God, He's not like man.
That's right.
Now, man will be faithful to forgive some. You remember when the disciple came to the Lord, and he said, Lord, he said, how many times do I need to forgive somebody when they do me wrong?
Right.
And seven times? And the Lord said, try 70 times 70.
Yeah.
Try that. And then he said, try that in one day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the disciples, just like you and me, I mean, it's easy for us to say that. But Brother Steve, if somebody wronged me, that many times in one day and kept coming back and asking me to forgive them, I probably wouldn't once, maybe even twice. I might even go the third mile. But there'd probably come a time when I say, hey, listen, bud, it's over with. I'm not forgiving you anymore. But, oh, I'm glad I'm glad because I've been to God more than that.
Amen.
I've been to God and asked Him to forgive me, and He's always been faithful and just to forgive me. And I appreciate God for His faithfulness.
Amen.
God is faithful. Time will not tell me. Allow me to tell Him how I appreciate God's faithfulness in providing for me.
Amen, Brother Reed.
God's faithfulness in putting up with me.
Amen.
God's faithfulness in so many ways.
Amen.
I appreciate the Lord's faithfulness.
Yes, yes.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. The Bible said He is the rock.
Yeah.
Some of y'all thought that was that black guy out of Hollywood. He's not the rock. The Bible said He is the rock. Jesus.
Yeah.
God is the rock. His word is perfect, for all His ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He.
Amen.
You say, what's that saying, Brother Rick? Well, that's saying that I appreciate the Lord's truthfulness.
Amen.
Boy, truth is getting to be a scarce commodity in this whole world. You can't believe the news anymore. You can't believe most people anymore.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And it's like the psalmist said in Psalm 116, verse 11, he said, all men are liars.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole lot of truth to that.
Amen.
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 Amen. You say, well, I never have lied. I never sold a car. You say, I never have lied. You've been fishing. You say, I never have lied. Well, most of the time we've all exaggerated to some extent.
Amen.
It's like the woman had a little boy, and all he was real bad about lying. He'd just make up the awfulest stories that ever was, Brother Marty, and he'd lie. And she went to the preacher and she said, I don't know what I'm going to do with him. I've whipped him. I've wore him out. I've done everything I know to do. Would you care to talk to him? And the pastor said, yeah, bring him down. And he saw how he might help this boy to quit making up all these stories and telling all these great lies. And so he finally come up with a plan. He went out in the church and he turned the pews over. He folded the books everywhere. He scattered everything towards his office, all the pieces, took stuff off the walls. His plan was that he would show this boy just how wild and how exaggerated his stories were. And the little boy come in. He looked around. He said, what in the world happened here? He said, well, He said that woods up there, said there's a great big grizzly bear come out of that woods. It come down here and turned all these pews over. It done all of this damage. And he said all at once this little old chihuahua type dog said it come running in here. It run that grizzly bear around. It run him off up the hill and back into the woods. He said, you believe that story, boy? He said, yeah, that's my dog. Some people, you know, just lie.
Yeah.
And you know, we all lie to a certain degree. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, get out of church and somebody say, how was church today? Great. Didn't have no moves, no professions, nobody testified, everybody had like it was bad.
Right.
Half of them didn't come. Great. You see, that's what we say. I never have asked anybody, how was church today? Awful. Terrible. I never have had that response, ever.
No,
and
never
will. Of course, anything God has here in the church is better than what they got out there.
Amen.
Whatever it is, amen.
That's right.
Amen. But I'm talking about telling tales and lying, amen. Well, these fishermen, they can tell them.
Yeah.
And they'll up them a pound or two.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by the time they get home and then by the time they get to work Monday morning, they've gained 3 or 4 more pounds.
Amen.
Amen. And all you got to do is ask for a picture of it. Just say, I want a picture of it. And so the Bible tells us that all men are liars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what the scripture said. David said, I thought that all men were liars. World of untruths. Mm-hmm. You can't hardly believe anybody. I mean, these presidential candidates, they lie like dogs. They lie like suck-ass dogs. You put me in, and I'll balance the budget in 8 years. You put me in, and I'll make sure everybody makes more money. I'll do this, and I'll do that. And we put them in, and they all lie like suck-ass dogs. Every one of them, they lie. Amen?
Amen.
You can't believe any of them. I wouldn't believe them as far as I could throw.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say, which one? All of them.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You just, as Brother Epp says, you just spoke for the lesser of two antichrists. Amen. That's about what it amounts to anymore.
Amen.
But I'm glad God's true.
Woo!
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He is.
That's one thing that gives me a comfort and assurance about my salvation. Because God said if I'd asked him, he'd save me.
That's right.
And then he put in his Bible over in Titus, he put over in chapter 1, he said he can't lie.
Amen.
Yes.
God can't lie.
No. Amen.
He said over in the Old Testament, he said God's not a man that he should lie.
That's right.
God is truth. And you can never accuse God of not telling the truth. No,
right.
Sir. You know, when God made man, he put him in the garden. And he made everything for him, put him in a perfect environment. And God told him in chapter 2 of Genesis, he said, now all these trees you can eat of, any of them you want to eat of, help yourself. But he said, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. God told him the truth.
Yeah.
But then the devil came.
Oh, me.
He's a liar and a father of lies.
Oh, yes.
And here he comes right behind God, and he said, yea, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it. Watch your lie now here. Mm-hmm. Neither shall you touch it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, man's always got to add a little bit on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always got a little bit on, add a little bit on. That's how you get all these false doctrines,
yes, right.
These different denominations and everything. Man always adds a little bit on. If everybody just took it like God said it. Amen. We wouldn't have all that.
Listen. Amen.
The serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. You lied.
Mm-hmm. One word.
They eat that fruit. Did they die? Did they die? God told them the truth. They began to die immediately, physically, and they died spiritually right then. God drove them out of the garden. Amen. God told them the truth. You know what God said? Boy, God always tell you the truth about you or me. God will tell you the truth.
Amen.
Lord. You see, the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll make you mad, but it'll set you free.
Amen, brother.
God told that woman, he said, I'll greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children. In other words, he said, you're going to have pain. Hey, Katie, you just had that baby and it hurt. God told the truth, didn't he? Didn't God tell the truth? I know we've got all this different stuff now to kind of take the pain away, and some of it at least a little bit and all that, but I want you to know God said it'd be pain there, and it was, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Amen. Greg's out there on the farm working yesterday, and he's out there, I think he said he was scraping some block off, and I don't know if it's hot enough yesterday or not, but he's out there working. Donald said he'd been working a lot here lately. Donald, when you get out there working a lot, do you notice that little beads of water up on your forehead? Do you notice that? Greg, you notice that little beads of water? God said that if you get out, God said you'd have to earn your living by the sweat of your brow.
Yes.
Did God tell the truth or did he not?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Yes. You know what God said? He said not only that, he said the ground is cursed for your sake.
Oh,
thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. We got them knockout roses. I'd like to knock out every who invented them. They're pretty when they start, but you gotta trim them a lot.
Yeah.
And I got about five of them. And the best I can do with gloves on and everything else, before I get done with them rotten things, one of them thorns will get me. Well, God said that the ground would bring forth thorns. Amen. God told the truth about that.
Amen.
You say, what are you saying? I'm saying God told the truth about sin.
Amen.
The world tells you sin's fun. Sin won't bother you. There's no payment for sin. Sin has no after effect. But God will tell you the wages of sin is death. God says, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. Because God cannot be tempted with either, never tempt any man. But every man, he said, every man is tempted when he's drawn away with his own lust. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death.
Amen.
Do we all die? Do we all die? God told the truth, didn't he?
Yeah.
God told the truth about sin.
Sure enough, brother.
God tells the truth about sinners. Romans 3:10, he said there's none good, no, not one.
That's right.
You say, I had a good grandmother, had a good grandfather, had a good daddy, had a good mama. Yeah, I know now we're comparing them to grandmas. Mm-hmm. And your grandma compared to another grandma is a good grandma. Your grandpa compared to another grandpa is a good grandpa. You say, I had a good boy. You comparing your boy, somebody had a bad boy. But you see what Romans is talking about is when we compare things to God.
Amen.
When we compare a man or a woman or somebody to God, the Bible said there's none good, no, not one.
Amen.
When you compare it to God, we just read that in our text, who can you compare with God? He said in Romans 3:23,
all have sinned.
God said that in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned come short of the glory of God. Genesis 5:12 said, wherefore by one man sin and in the world death, the sin, wherefore it's passed upon all men.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 7:20 said, there's not a just man in all the earth that doeth good and sinneth not.
Amen.
Said there's not one of them. Romans 6:23 said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Ezekiel 18 said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. God tells the truth about sinners.
Amen.
Joel Osteen don't tell the truth about sinners.
That's right.
A lot of preachers don't tell the truth about sinners. They tell them how good they are and everything's going to be all right. Yeah. Something good's going to happen to you. You're not going to go to hell. And if you die lost, you'll get another chance. And they lie. But if you want to know the truth about sinners, you read God's Word. He tells you the truth about sinners, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
And if you don't get saved, that you'll die lost and go to an eternal hell.
That's right.
I appreciate the truthfulness of God. God tells the truth about salvation.
That's right, Brother Reed.
Men lie about salvation.
You're right.
Preachers lie about salvation.
Amen.
They tell you if you do so many good works and you die, and your good works outweigh your bad works, you get to stay up in heaven. That's a lie.
Amen.
Amen. Some tell you that if you join their church, their denomination, their brand of religion, if you join it, then you'll go to heaven. Yeah. But you've got to be a part of their church. They lie.
Amen.
Some say if you take the sacraments and get baptized and do that faithfully all through your life, when you die, you'll be saved. No, that's a lie. Yes. But I appreciate God. He tells the truth about salvation. Amen. God says that you must repent.
Yeah.
If you don't repent, you're going to perish.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
Isn't it amazing how little we hear preached repentance?
That's right.
Yeah. And yet John the Baptist came out of the wilderness.
Yeah.
And that's his first message.
Woo.
Jesus got baptized, and that was his first message.
Amen.
That's all through the Bible. It says men have to repent. You have to repent of your sin.
Amen.
Yeah, sure.
God told the truth.
Yeah.
He told religious Nicodemus the truth. He said, you need to be born again.
That's right.
He said, how can I be born again? Can I enter the second time into my mother's womb? That wasn't what Jesus was talking about.
That's right.
Man.
Jesus said you've got to be born from above.
Woo!
You've got to be born with the Spirit of God. He said as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Amen.
And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believed in Him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. The world's already condemned.
Yeah.
God didn't send His Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord wants people saved. Amen.
Amen, brother.
God told the truth about salvation.
That's right. That's right.
Now, it's your eternity. You do what you want to do. But I'm going to base mine on the Word of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe this Bible right here is the Word of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Amen. I believe it's true from Genesis all the way to Revelations.
Yeah.
Amen. And I believe it enough that I'm staking my eternal soul upon the Word of God.
Right.
Same here. I'm not staking it on the Baptist denomination,
on
the Catholic religion,
on
the Church of Christ, or even the Pentecostal. I'm basing my salvation on the Word of God.
Yeah.
You say, why? Because God has always told me the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
God's always told me the truth.
That's right, Brother Rick.
Sometimes when I didn't want to know the truth. Now, look here at 2 Peter 3 and 9. 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Bible says there, the Lord is not slack. He's not a slacker.
That's right.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness. But His long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
Now, I said that I appreciated the faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
I said I appreciated the truthfulness of God.
Amen.
But I want to say thirdly, I appreciate the willingness of God.
Amen. I will.
You see, there's a lot of people that have the means, but they're not willing.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there at that soup kitchen the other day, and the brother that's over that there was talking to him, and he was telling me about people that funded and all that, and how they got their support and got stuff for their pantry and all that kind of stuff. And he said, Brother Prophet, he said, there's people in this town. He said they could write a check for $10,000 to cover our needs, but he said they're not willing to do it.
Right.
You see, they have the means to do it, but they're not willing to do it.
Amen.
You see, Donald Trump, he's got the means to pay off what debt I have.
Yeah.
But I doubt if he'd be willing.
Amen.
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 Might be worth a try, but I doubt if he'd be willing. But you see, God had the means.
Woo!
Yes.
And God was with it.
Yeah.
Paid my debt off. You know, a lot of people say, well, I just don't want to get involved. Aren't you glad God didn't
say that? Woo! Amen!
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, now we all know God's able. We know that, don't we? I think everybody here believes God's able to do everything God wants to do. We all believe that God is able. The Bible says that, Hebrews 7:25. The Bible said he's able. He's able to save to the uttermost. Ain't nobody in the world God can't save. God is able. And God's willing. Amen. God is willing to save anybody. There's some things that I'm thankful. Real quick here in closing this evening, I'm thankful, appreciative that God was willing to do. You see what word? Look over to Luke 22, verse 39, and the Bible said, he came out and went as he was walked to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. Verse 40 said, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and he kneeled down and prayed. And he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I'm glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, what was in that cup? A lot of things. Amen. A lot of things was in that cup. But he was willing to drink that bitter cup. Did he walk to? No, he didn't walk to. But thank God he was willing.
Yeah.
Drank the dregs of that cup for the likes of me. And I tell you that I appreciate his willingness to die the death he died. Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, made in the likeness of a man, found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. He was willing to do that for you and me. You say, I'd give my right arm for my child. I don't doubt it. You say, I'd give my life for one of my grandkids. I don't doubt it. I wonder which one of us would go down there or drive up north and pull in there in the parking lot of the prison up there and go up there and say, get your gun and shoot me and let them all go. I'll die for all of them. Murders, criminals, rapists, thieves, robbers. Just go ahead and shoot me. I'll die for all of them. There's nobody in this building that would do that. That's what God did. Amen. God was willing to die the death of the cross for the likes of you and me. You have to appreciate that.
Right. Amen.
You have to appreciate that kind of love for this kind of people.
Amen.
So God was willing to do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God he was.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because you see,
thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate God's deliverance. Look with me real quick over in 1 Corinthians 10.
Praise the Lord.
Or 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Look over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Look at verse 9. You said we wasn't prisoners. Look at verse 9. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves.
Yeah.
We had already been sentenced to die.
Right.
We had already, in the judge's mind, we had already been sentenced to be executed, to die, to go to an eternal hell and live there forever and ever and ever. That was already decided.
Amen.
The Bible says, we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead. Now watch verse 10. Who delivered us from so great a death.
Amen.
And doeth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, don't mess that. He has delivered us from so great a death.
Amen.
That's not talking about a heart attack, a cancer, a car wreck. He's talking about so great a death. There's a greater death than physical death. Right. That's that second death. That's that being cast into a lake of fire for all eternity. And thank God he was willing to go to the cross to pay our debt, and to die on the cross for us, to suffer our hell, and to taste death for every man.
Amen.
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 So I don't have to go to hell.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
You don't have to go to hell.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're saved.
Amen.
Donald Barnhouse was a great preacher. He's been dead for a long time, but he was a tremendous man of God. His wife died. His children were still mid-age teens. And some little below teen. His wife died. And they had the funeral. And I've never experienced that. Thank the Lord. Some of you have experienced that. You've buried a husband or a wife, and so you know how that feels. But as they started home, Dr. Barnhouse and his girls, they started home, and one of his girls was in the back seat, and so they were questioning about what had happened to their mother, what she had experienced, what she had went through, where she was, and all of that. And he was trying his best to help her. So he went up the road.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
And he was struggling to get an answer for him. And about that time, a big 18-wheeler with a trailer on it had come by their car. And what it did, it cast a shadow over their car. And he said, "Girls," he said, "you see what just happened?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Let me ask you a question." He said, "Would you rather us been hit by the truck or by the shadow?"
Either I walked through the valley, shouted.
He said, "Your mom just got hit by the shadow."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's what death is for us.
That's right.
Thank God he was willing to deliver us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Man on a big ship there, that little old dog he thought a lot of, and walking his dog out on the deck of that big ocean liner, and he was walking that little dog. And somehow or another, there was a commotion, and somehow or another, the little dog got loose, and he went over into the water. And the man said, "Stop the boat! Stop the boat!" And the guy up there said, "What's wrong?" He said, "My dog went over. My dog went over." And he said, "We don't stop for dogs." And he didn't know what to do, and he looked that way and this way, and all at once he ran and he jumped in the ocean. He said, "Will you stop for a man?" And they stopped. Hey, I was just an old Gentile dog.
Yeah,
overboard, going down. But God wouldn't stop just for me. But thank God Jesus jumped in.
Amen.
He came over, thank God, and he stopped for him.
Glory, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I appreciate God's faithfulness.
Yes.
Amen. I appreciate God's truthfulness.
Amen.
And I appreciate God's willingness.
Bless you, Brother Rick.
God's willing tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Willing to forgive.
To help you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God's truthful tonight. He gives the truth tonight through the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is faithful tonight. If you come tonight, He's faithful and just. To forgive you of your sin, to help you tonight, whatever way you need to. Lord, I thank you tonight for the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
The opportunity to preach. Lord, take these little thoughts, Lord, you put in my heart, gave me for tonight. I hope that some of them have been preached out and fell upon fertile ground in other people's hearts. And God, I ask tonight, if there's a need here tonight, they give it to the Lord. Bring it to the altar. And someone said one time that the altar at the front of the church, that we ought to picture that as the Lord's shoulders and just come and lay our burdens upon Him. God, help somebody tonight struggling maybe with something. They need help. They need God to give them some peace. They need God to give them some hope tonight. They need God to give them some help. I pray they'd come tonight and mind the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. Let's stand tonight. If you would, please. God, stand for your heart. If you need help, please come forward.
123.
pray softly. If God has spoke to your heart tonight, you may be saved. You may already be saved and know you're going to heaven, have no problem with it, got assurance about it. But you may need help tonight. As a Christian, you may need God to help you with something in your life. You may just need somebody to pray with you. You prayed and prayed and did all you know to do, prayed all the prayers you know to pray. Somebody could somehow know that it's just not getting there. It's not happening. Maybe you need to come tonight. Let somebody pray with you. God bless you, sir. God bless your heart.
I got something locked up for you, Mel.
Listen.
I've got a son to be ex-wife.
Listen.
She's turning peels pretty bad.
Listen, bro.
Amen. She's got her own. And she's got run with her own crowd. She's asking for a divorce. They've been together 5 years since the divorce. It shouldn't happen.
Pretty good.
I tried to go to church with her and stuff. That's something she won't do.
Yes.
Church to pray about it, all right? Mm-hmm. This man and his wife have family problems. Mm-hmm. Right now they're separated. Looks like they might wind up getting a divorce. All he's asking is you pray for his wife. She needs the Lord. And we can do that, can't we?
Well, we know, Lord.
We're going to ask Brother Nathan to come and pray with him and someone else tonight.
We know, Lord.
You may need to come tonight and pray. You may need to come. If you'd like to come and pray with us, I'm proud of you. Just join in prayer with him. That'd be good tonight. Let's just sing another verse.